Shama Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shulim. In Ein Ma'alvin Simcha B'Simcha, this is our 15th Shir, the Siyata Dishmaya. We already seen the flow, Smitaras Hashem. And now our job is to answer the Kasha that we presented in a previous Shir. Divrei Hami'iri V'Harambam, She'asul Laset B'Shabbat, you're not allowed to marry a woman on Shabbos, because Ein Ma'alvin Simcha B'Simcha, because you're not allowed to mix in the two simchas, the simcha of the marriage, together with the simcha of Shabbos. The kasha was, there's no din simcha and Shabbos l'chora. So Mimela, what's the problem of Ein Ma'alvin Simcha b'Simcha? We don't see in the Rambam there's a din simcha and Shabbos. On Maisa, we do say in Davin, Yismachu v'malchu utcha shomrei Shabbat, but we don't find the din simcha and Shabbos. So based on what we explained in previous shiurim, we'd like to say as follows, and again, we're basing ourselves on the Torah, Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinu Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Agon HaGadol Mufla V'Mufla Rav Dov Zatzal, Sh'Bishita Mekubetzet B'Ktubot, he brings from the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam as saying that Asur Lisa Shtei Nashim Ke'achas, Mishum De'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And he brings from Malay Shavu Azos that you're not allowed to marry two women at the same time because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And he brings from the Pasuk by Love in Malay Shavu Azos that Yaakov should wait a week after marrying Leah and only then marry Rachel in order not to be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. In the Shita Mekubetzes, he's Tameya Shebetalmuda Didon Lo Maisi Mokol Mehaikro. That our Gemara, the Bavli, doesn't bring this pasuk as the makor for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's only the Yerushalmi. The Bavli brings from the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, Shivas Yom, 7 days for the Chanukas HaBayis and 7 days for Sukkos. So why does the Rambam bring a different makor than the Bavli? Me'achar she'atalmud didon le'svir le'lahay drosha, since our Gemara, since the Bavli, doesn't subscribe to this drasha of Malei Shavu Azos, why does the Rambam bring it as a mukor against what we see in our Gemara? Achen, chashuv ma'od v'dayek, shebedivrei Rambam lo katuv sham shtei noshim ka'achas biyoim echod, like the Rambam writes in the Yad. As the Rambam is quoted by the Shita, he doesn't say shtei noshim ka'achas biyoim echod, he just says shtei noshim ka'achas. As ulai kavana. In other words, we're medayik when the Rambam says shtei nashim ka'achas biyoim echod. So he means dafka biyoim echod because you're allowed to. You are permitted. The Rambam writes in the Yad to marry two women together on the same day. And here the Rambam answers it. He says, you're not allowed to marry two women ka'achas. Where it's aser, he says ka'achas. Where it's mutter, shtei nashim ka'achas biyoim echod. Azulai kavana, when he says shtei nashim ka'achas biyoim echod, when he says shtei nashim ka'achas, he doesn't say biyoim echod, it means in the 7 days. In other words, he married one woman. He's not allowed to marry another woman within the 7 days of celebration of the first woman. Uvaze bialnu ma bayakan shehashniya meshkachas legamrei es simchas harishoina kol shi lebasel simchas chadiyoy mederishoina. The problem is that the marriage of the first day is so emotionally overwhelming that it makes him forget everything else. So maybe he's going to forget when you marry two women on the same day, same Yom Kippur, so it's Beseder, according to the Rambam. You just give each one 7 days to focus on, 7 days to focus on that girl. But as far as the first day goes, as long as it's Yom Kippur for both of them, it's fine. Because you're not going to forget Yom Kippur. Even though you have another Yom Kippur, you're not going to forget the other Yom Kippur. Because the first day is very strong. So here the Rambam is talking about where you marry the second girl within the, not in the first day, but the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, you're going to marry one of the other days. And that is not permitted because the Simchas Chad Yoima, Yoima Kama, the Simchas Yoima Kama of the second girl is going to be Mashkiach, is going to make you forget the first girl who you're supposed to be focusing on. And that's why, as we explained in a previous shiur, very beautifully, b'si'ata d'shmaya, Yaakov didn't marry Rachel the next day. As you say, why didn't Yaakov marry Rachel? Why did he have to wait 7 days? The answer is because it was the next day. It was already, he only found out the next day. So Mamela, now if he marries Rachel, he's going to forget about Leah. So you can't, if it would have been Rachel and Leah on the same day as Ishmael Adabir. But here we're talking about marrying Rachel the next day. Ze lo lech, lechen Yaakov lo haya tzich lamtin. Ad sof shivat yimei ha-mishteim Leah. V'klapei ze harei achen yesh makor. Mima shekatuv malei shavu azois. And for that we have a makor for malei shavu azois. And the Bavli doesn't argue with that. That the Bavli doesn't argue with. Because the Bavli was talking about ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And here it's completely mashkiach. It completely makes you forget. In other words, the Bavli was going even further. The Bavli was saying, even when you're not going to completely forget the first simcha, still ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Since one simcha is going to mitigate the other simcha, you're not allowed to mix in the two. Even if you're not going to completely forget. So marriage makes you completely forget. But the Bavli was saying an even bigger chiddush, you're not going to completely forget, and therefore they bring from Shlomo HaMelech. But the Bavli would agree in principle with the Makor of Malei Shavu Azos, as far as marrying two women. Marrying one within the Shiva of the other, because that's going to make you forget completely. Just the Bavli is saying even more, that you're not going to completely forget. However, we also saw in a previous shiur, again, Rabbi said, this is shiur number 15. So we've already said a lot. So I'm harking back, referring back to what we learned in previous shiurim. We also saw that it's also included in Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And as we were mechadish, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, when the Yerushalmi says Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it includes even a simcha that's mashkiach, that makes you forget the other simcha, that's also included in the term Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. B'lachain, right, so that Chazal would also agree that it's also included. Again, the Bavli doesn't bring from Malei Shavu Azos, because the Bavli's Mechadish even more. That even if it's not going to make you completely forget, but still, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, as we proved in a previous year, also includes the idea of making you completely forget, in addition to mixing in two simchas that you're not going to completely forget, which is forbidden. Also making you completely forget is also included in the Lashon of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. V'lachein, Rambam Tzodek, Shukotev, Le'esur, Me'ai Kroah, Shal Zeh Shapri Yesh Makor V'Menu L'Kulei Alma. So the Rambam brings of Malei Shavu Azos, and this source, cited by the Shita B'Kubet, says, when he says for Malei Shavu Azos, that you're not allowed to marry two women, Ke'achas, he would mean within the Shiva Simei HaMishteh, and that's the problem there is Taka in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because the marriage of the second one is going to make you completely forget the marriage of the first one. And that's why, this is a Makor, Malei Shavu Azos, is Taka Makor, L'Kulei Alma. Everybody would agree with it. Just the Bavli again brought another Makor, but the Bavli doesn't argue with the Makor of Malei Shavu Azos. If one marriage is going to, if marrying the second girl is going to make you forget the first girl, it's going to be Yom HaKamba for one and not for the other. So it can't be done, because you're making you forget the first one. It's only Yom HaKamba for the second one, not for the first one. It's going to make you completely forget. That's included in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And therefore the Rambam brings the Malei Shavu Azos, which is Taka Makor L'Kulei Alma. As Lefi Zeh Nirah, She'omnam, as Achshav Anachnu Chozrim Le'inyaneinu, איפה התחלנו? במצוות שמחה בשבת. אז אמנם אין שמחה בשבס, אבל בשבס הרי כתוב, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. ואומנם עיקרו הוא, על החיוב של זכריו בדבורים, כמבואר בתורת כהנים, בתחילת פרשת בחוקותיי, וברמב"ם בספר המצוות, מצוות עשה קוף נון ה', ובשאר מונע מצוות. In the Rambam, on Shabbos, it says, Zachar Yisom Shabbos Lekatsho. Now, primarily speaking, what does Zachar Yisom Shabbos Lekatsho tell you? That you should remember Shabbos B'Dvorim. What does it mean, remember Shabbos B'Dvorim? You say Kiddush. like we see in the Torah's Kohan at the beginning of Bruchu Kosai, in the Ram in the Sefer Mitzvahs Kufin and Hay, and other money on mitzvahs, b'cheinu b'rambam b'reish perakov tes mehilchos Shabbos, aval matzanu, sheyesh no inyan shel schirat haShabbat gam kifshuto leinyan shetzrich liskor et haShabbat. Doesn't only mean to say Kiddush. It means kifshuto, to remember Shabbos. Like when you see an animal, setting it aside for Shabbos. Gemara in Beit Zadav Tezayin. So you see a good animal, you set it aside for Shabbos. So you have to remember Shabbos. And the Mechilta, Rabbi Yishmael, Parashas Yisro, they learn this from the Pasuk of Zachas Yama Shabbos. Shenemar bezeh tnu lev, lizkor tamid et yom haShabbat. Kmo shekotev Rashi, b'pferushu al haTorah. Ve'ein shemot, b'mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. To also count the days. Hayom rishon l'Shabbos. Hayom sheni b'Shabbos. Anachnu makirim et ha'alach hazeh, nechon? Mi sheomer shir shel yom makir et zeh. Ein sham u'mumana al ha'Torah b'parashat Yitro, shezeh u'pshuto shel mikra, shetzarich kol ha'shavu lizkor et ha'Shabbat. זה אגב, זה זיכרון מאוד נעים, זה מאוד מנעים את החיים, כן? כשכל הזמן אנחנו, מה העניין של המוח של הבן אדם? We all decide what's going to be in our brain. We decide what we're going to put in our brain. The problem is that most of us put a lot of garbage in our brain, right? People read the news, so the news is always terrible things happening. So your mind is filled with all the terrible stuff. You know, he was killed. This person was killed. It was stealed. The person was robbed. The person did this crime. The person did that crime. There's a war in Israel. There's a war in the Ukraine. There's a lot of deal. This going on. There's that going on. Well, they don't tell you all the good stuff. And they fill their minds with that and with worries and with nervousness and people they don't like and people they're upset at and all the garbage we have in our brain. But if you fill your brains with nice things, then your life is a Gan Eden. So, because it's all in between your two ears. That's where your happiness is, rabbis say. Not anywhere else. When people try to run away from their problems don't disappear, they just change addresses. Right? The problem is in between our two ears, how we relate to things. As Viktor Frankl most famously taught. So, Mameva, you fill your mind with the thoughts of Shabbos. It's Mamish Gevaldik. Okay. That was a little break in the action. Now we get back to our discussion. So you have to remember Shabbos all week long. And that's Pshuto Shalmik according to the Ramban. The Gemara in Beitza, Tesvav Amid Beis, is according to one man Diyama, the Yisod of Eruv Tafshilin is from what it says, Zochar Hasiyayim HaShabbos L'Katshoy, Zachrehu Me'achar Sheba LaHashkicho. Remember it when you're coming to forget it, Rashi. Sheba Yom Tov Be'erov Shabbos Karov L'Shabbos L'Shtokeach V'Zhilcha HaKatuv L'Zochro. And when Yontov comes in Erev Shabbos, you're liable to forget Shabbos. After you have to make an Erev Tavshil, you have to remember Shabbos. As mevuar lehedya, shenemar b'ma shekatuv zechor, gam chiyuv lizkor et haShabbat. So we're going to read makor. We're going to read a series of makorot that Adam chayav lizkor et haShabbat. Muva misefer chassidim, b'otzat mikitzei nirdamim, b'siman taf reish chavav, shekatav shekol makom. שבא מה שמשכיחו לשבת כגון באבלות מצווה לזוכרו להימנע מצער. And whenever there's something that's coming that's going to make a person forget Shabbos like Avelus, it's a mitzvah to remember it and to not have the tzar and to think about Shabbos. הוא קנה, כפי שאמרנו. זה מתאים לפי למה שאמרנו. ואם כן, שמחה דיוי מקמו, מה קורה בשמחה ביוי מקמו? זה, כפי שהסברנו, משכיחה לגמרי את היום טוב ועל ידי זה בטל הדין של שמחה דיום טוב כמו כן בשבת יש כאן השכחת השבת just like יום הקמה you're not allowed to get married on יום טוב why not? Because the first day of marriage makes you forget the יום טוב and you're going to be מבטל בדין שמחה on יום טוב so too if a man gets married and a woman gets married, usually that's the way it's done. It's a man and a woman together. I always tell my wife how amazing it was that our anniversary falls out in the same day. and each year also. Pretty amazing. So when a person gets married on Shabbos, he's going to forget Shabbos because the Yom HaKamah, the excitement of the first day of marriage, is going to be so overwhelming, he's going to forget Shabbos. V'aydeh zeh yesh kan bitul shel achiyuv l'skolet ha-shabbat. V'lachen asur laseit isha b'shabbat me'oto geder shel ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha she'eshno b'yom tov. So from the same geder of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha that we have on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos either. It's going to make you forget Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's going to make you forget the Simchas Yom Tov. And on Shabbos, it's going to make you forget Shabbos. And that's why the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Rambam, the Yisr, to get married on Shabbos, and the Yisr to get married to two women, Bahadei Hadodi. Ki nidon zehe, ze oto nidon, ma nidon. Anidonu, that the simcha of marriage is going to make you forget, right? When you marry the second girl on the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day from the marriage of the first. So it's going to make you forget the first. And the Rambam and the Shita Mekubetzes brings the Rambam together with the fact that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Not mitzad mitzvah simcha Shabbos, but mitzad that you're not going to remember Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to get married to the second girl because it's going to make you forget the first girl. And you're not allowed to do that because you have to be focused on the first girl for 7 days. V'hadvorim b'siyata d'shmaya me'irim u'mesamchim. V'ani modeh l'Hashem hodu l'Adonai ki toiv ki lo'olam chazdoi. We thank you, Hashem. Nay, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. What did they used to tell me? They used to tell me to keep my day job. All right, so there it is. So Rabbi Sai, B'siyata D'Shmaya, with God's great grace and Chesed and Ahava, we finished our 15th shir. We still have more to talk about, Rabbi Sai. This is a vast sugya. So please stay tuned, and we're going to all turn around to where we started in the first shir, Mitzvah Hashem. And we're going to see Hemshech Minaflos B'Teiras Hashem, B'Simcha B'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. And I thank you so much for listening. It's so gratifying. It's gratifying to give this shiurim, and it's gratifying that people listen. So thank you so, so much. And we should be zocha luma v'lam et lishma v'lasa kaim z'kol divei salam tera v'yahava. We should have the physical health, the emotional health, the financial means, everything we need. Meretz Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Bezrat Hashem, v'nei l'namshich.